Shus Avi Mori. This man learned something called Sedura de Pas. He then learned the first five halachas: Zer, Chayush, Kritzer, Ma'amer, and Dosh. In Dosh, we had the sugya of Schito, and therefore we went through the idea of two in Yom Negev Schito, of Dosh Negev the Mayim, the idea of, that we wanted, that's mentioned Chof, and Dosh Negev the Malabim, two in Yom Negev over there. Now we'll go back to the idea of Sedura de Pas. That means you're going to learn right now the next melacha, the sixth, the seventh, and the ninth melacha of the Lamentes melachas. That means the sixth one is Zayur, the act of winnowing, Barer, the idea of separating or sorting, the ninth one, Amrakid, of a sifting. Now the Eilim calls it in general the idea of Barer. That means all three melachas, the Eilim calls it the Lashon of Barer. To be marked in the Chavetz Chaim has in Akdomo, to help the Shabbos, the Chashiv is how important it is to help the Shabbos, and if you don't learn it, you won't know what you're going to do. And to lead to numerous Isurim. It gives you three examples why a person has to know Hilchos Shabbos. One mitzvah, let's say you have chickens and they run away. How to go save them on Shabbos without being even Isur Tzedah? Not to negate to us. A second example, he says, a sugya of Delaika, you have a fire in your house and you want to put it out. You should know how to put it out by pouring water around it. Mitzvah, a sugya of Gromo. As you mentioned, we learned the sugya of Malabain. Vishwa has a chiddush over here, they're putting water around it, not nichel the isleraisa of being Malabain. A third thing he says, the reason why I have to do the Shabbos, it's the sugya of Bayer. His words are, the isle Bayer, motzi ma'oi, the koshum nechzer neidia. The reason why people make mistakes in Bayer, they just don't know the basics. Then he says, if you do not lack the knowledge, you know what to go do. You have to go to the sugyas. He says, for example, you have two pieces of chicken in front of you. You take out the one you don't want, it's the raisa. Take out what you do want, raisa and smutter. It says, it's motzim oid for people, be mechshul, make a mistake in the sugil bar. And think about the malach that's most practical, the lam test malachas, is the sugil bar. I mean, books is not one lam test malachas. Bar is what will happen to us constantly, all the time. The same for Amakadish Shavi, the Bingna Mechak, the Yefki says, B'shem his father, that bar is the malacha chi koshul vayas kol ha-protim. That even though it's very important to learn the sugyas, it's a chi kosho of all the lam test malachas. So without that dogma, there's a chi nageya, the chi kosho, we'll try to do our best over here. Now first, we get to the act of doing the pas, practically what you can do over here, we have this wheat that's attached to your straw, and first the act you have to do is act of kaitzer, cut it off. Now you have it on the floor, you have these over here, the kernels over here, you have to do an act of kosho, you have to separate it. Now that you have these kernels from the shaft, you want to separate the straw that's with it. So you throw it up. When you throw it up, the air blows away the straw, the light things. What comes down is over here is the kernels. What comes down with it is also heavier things, rocks, mud, kudaima. Therefore, afterwards, what are you going to do? You take your hand and you separate the heavy things. You take out the rocks. You take out the mud. And therefore, you're left with the kernels. After you're left with the kernels, the person takes another active person. You grind it up. After the chinah you have over here, you have to sift the flour from the subin, from the impurities over here, from the morsel over here, things they don't want over here. So it comes down the gate to steward a pass to separate bad from good. There are three times. Number one, you throw it up, take out the straw. Number two, you take it with your hand, take out the rocks. And number three, what you do over here, you have to activate cleat to sift to the sieve it, to separate the impurities from the flour over here. That's first the three malachas that we're discussing over here. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Azer, Babur, and Amarakid. Three different things. Definitely more than the Angilum of Bays, two, they're doing three different actions. The Sekhal Saif, Hainu Zer, Hainu Bar, Amarakid, all three are basically doing the same thing, taking out bad from good. So, what exactly is the difference? It says the Gemara, Kol Mos Dabe be Mishkan, Afa Gab de Ikta Damila, Choshimlo. Two Echnamis would not be in the Mishkan, will not count three different things. But since all three were in the Mishkan, and they're not exactly the same, they're similar one to another. This isn't in the Mishkan, they give you a chashivas over here. The chai for all three of them, each one is the abif and the atzmoy, the act of winnowing, the act of selecting, and the act of sifting. If so, so what is the difference between the three things over here? Whether Ilm Klaris, is it the chilik in the pile, or the chilik in the nifl? Is it chilik of who's doing it, or what's happening over here? Let me explain. The way the Ben Chananel, what he seems to understand, the chilik over here is what is doing it over here. By Zara, what's doing it? The wind. By Bar, what's doing it? The person with his hand. By the active Merakid, what's doing it? The Kli is doing it. The pile, the one over here, that's the chilik over here is the pile, the one who's doing it. Is it the wind doing it? The person or the Kli? That's how the smack seems to understand.
Asara Sheni, the way the Miri seems to understand, wasn't being done to. By Zara, what are you taking out? The straw. By the case of Bori, what are you taking out? The wax. By Meraki, what are you taking out? The impurity is assumed over here. The Nifl over here. And that's, it comes down to two ways to understand the Chilik over here. Is the Chilik between the pile, the person, or the Nifl, what's being done over here? 2 miles among the Rishonim. The Shaila is, what's Shita's Rashi? I mean, you read Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Mishnah says, what is the difference between the three? He's very clear. He says the case of Zer, winnowing is Beruach, the case of Bor is Beyodov, and the case of Meraki is Benof with a sifter. So one question you can ask, the place you read is Daf Kuf Lam Neches. The Gemara Ba'os Daf Kuf Ba'Nayin says that using a kli is Nechel Sugya Bor. How do we call it Sugya Meraki over here? So that you can answer the Gemara not discussing what Meloch is under, you know, Chanami, over the Ismail Sugya Meraki, discussing bad from good. But there's another Rashi, the last Rashi before the next Mishnah, and have Ein Hema Beis. The last Rashi. Rashi says, what's the difference? He says, one's Bekashin, one's a straw, one's Betzroiris, one's a thrax, Zeb Bekemach. I mean, Rashi says, in the last Mishnah, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, he says, the Chilik is, who's doing it? The last Rashi before the next Mishnah says, who's being done to? What is the Nifl over here? So, the Achron grapple, the Chorim Abaya, what exactly is the chilik between the, according to Rashi, between the three Molochs of Zerah, Bar, and Merakid? So, to get to the Siddur Pas, the Elamel is the two main Svarim on Siddur Pas, the Egle Tal and Shvisha Shabbos. Egle Tal wrote on Siddur Pas plus Glazes, and Shvisha Shabbos came out 8 years later, and Bikit either agree or disagree with the Egle Tal over here on the Siddur Pas. They're both discussing what is the side of Rashi. The way the Egle Tal says, Ikel really is Rashi of the Nifl, the Gemara of Ein Hema Beis. What's being done to the case of the straw over here, the case of the wax of the flower? I Rashi the Mishnah. Rashi the Mishnah is discussing the Derech. Lav Dafka saying a Chilik over here, discussing the Derech. How's it usually done? One time with the wind, one time with the hand, one time with the Kli. It's Lav Dafka. Come with Shvisha Shabbos and says, Lav Dafka, you never looked at Yeshiva Samir. I mean, Rashi says words exactly over here. The words are Adaptibus Dioy Shikosu Rashi, Shakti Yashiv Zainakim. Every word of Rashi is very Maduyak over here. Talmud Rashi is Lavdavka, the Ikkid Rashi Nafayne, the Mishnah is discussing the Derech over here. So he comes along with the Yisoy, he wants to have Ikkid Rashi the Mishnah. A lot of the Ikkid Yisoy over here is the Poyal. Who's doing it? Is the wind doing it? Or is the Kli doing it? The person doing it over here? That's the Ikkid. I Rashi Nafayne discussing what's being done to. So he points out, Kivayegi really has a question, why is there Bishul and why is there Fear? Why they met in one malacha, not two malachas? Also, one's being done with water, one's done with the fire. There'll be two malachas. Why is dosh, menafetz, and menafet one malacha? One's being done with tefor, one's with pishtin, one's with katan. So also, why in the world the certain malachas are separated? A certain malacha is nichel under the category of one. Says Shvita Shabbos, Beiki, you need two yisaidus. Number one, it's true, you need the pile to be different. That's what actually the mission of Ayin Gimel, the Chilik is, what's being done over here with, by the person, by the Kli, by the Ruach. A second thing is, you have to realize that the mission of Fiyah is always done at the same time. You're not going to do both. The thing you're doing over here is this, eating a cook with water, or cook with a fire. But it's done better at the same time. Bar Zer Merakeh, they're not being done at the same time. All three are being done to the same object. This flower over here, you're going to first do what? First do an act of Zer, and the same thing later on, you do the act of Bar, and the same thing later on, you do the act of Merakeh. Masha Enki, the other cases that we're discussing, Bishul Afiyah is one or the other. The case of Dosh, Menapet, and Menafet, it's either the case of a straw, tefuah, or pishtin, also discussing this or that. This or that will make it to one malacha. When you have two things over here, what the pile to separate it, plus the idea over here that it's being done, zeh achaz zeh, one after another, that makes it the category of being now a shame if not asmoi. David Shlomo Zalman said the Ikamal of Lekhashish Shabbos. If the Vona according to Rashi, the side over here is, what's the chilik in the pile, the one who's doing it over here? So Matthew comes up, Iker, Machalik, the place, come up, Peter, we're showing him what are the definition of the three malachas. Is it between the pile or the nifl? For example, when they discuss a salt shaker that has rice inside, under what category is the malach we're discussing? Look, some sort of put on the sugya of Bayer, some put it on the Merakeh. Because what's doing it? What's happening over it? Under what malach is it? That means, let's say, do winnowing with a kli, not with a ruach. Under what malach is that? Is that Merakeh? Is that Zerer? I mean, it comes down to Machlaik is really the Rishonim that could have this same Tetzah happening, but being done with a different pile of air under what category it is. Now, clearly, it's not much of an akmina. The real question really is, anyway, if it's derived from either Mishaburah, Merakid, or a Zayr, and therefore, the last one, just don't really get involved in the technical aspect of what Malachit exactly is. Either way, you're even Isser. A slight nafkamina, maybe with the Sugya of Einish. Are you, when you do a Malachit, it has to be the Shir. The Shir Negeret, Achille, and Shir Gregorius. So it comes out that let's say you do an act that might be a Zayr with first the Ruach and then with the Kli, a Chatzis Shir and a Chatzis Shir. Be Negeret, the Sugya of Einish. But Be'etim Klez, Eglakal, a question is that true? The Gemara says over here that why do you have to be Malachas to separate them, the Chshivas and the Mishkan? Is the Gemara saying it only the Chumro or even the Kulo? Come on, they tell what's tied up to one Malachas, separating bad from good. It's Chosh of the Mishkan we separate the three Malachas. We only separate the Chumro to Machayev you. You do both them, you get two times Kilo, not that simple, two times Chattis over here, two times. But to say Lekulo, says Eric Tal, we won't say that. Because Be'etim is bad from good. Therefore, if you do a Chashashir by Merakid of Gregorius, a Chashashir by Burr, come on, Eric Tal says, you're even Issa Dereitza, which has the Sugya of Skila, the Oinishir, by the Chattis over here. Numbers 4, bring down the Eric Tal. All those one time, circle, sorry, says the Hartzri, and Avos of Shiva says, to Tamil, my Shiva separate the two over here. It's an interesting Shiloh, what do you do when you have a Chashashir by one and by the other, and start them or not? Now, to get to Boyer, everyone knows the Aleph Beis of Boyer. The way they're going to do it is very simple. You have to do it Miyad, and Oichum Tef Tzailis. Means Miyad, you have to be done with the altar right away. Biyad with your hands. Oichum Tef Tzailis is Mutter. That's the Aleph Beis every child knows. One guy in the Chabur says, why would Boyer for 3 weeks, 6 weeks? Very simple. Just say all the three rules. You each day in 1 minute, the Zehu. Fine. Those three rules are advice everyone knows. The first question is, where do you get to the Sugya? And obviously, there's much more over here to understand. First, okay, we have three rules. The Eilim learned the Sugya Daf Ayin Dalet. Where exactly do they come from? Where do you see these sages over here? It's not that simple where we get the klum over here from. We have a braisa that says, Bar of Oichel, Bar of Mniach. Then says, Vola Yivror, Yibir Chayv Chattis. Now, the word the braisa is very ambiguous, not to clear what it means. The Gemara come along and bring down five pshatim. First two pshatim it shlugs up. The next two pshatim says not, and you do it that way in the braisa. Then it ends off with a bayah, the last pshat. So to explain the pshatim, the first mahalach says over here that when a person, when he wants to bur the bay b'yom might says mutter, that's what he's saying. However, the next day lemocher chay chatos. Now the question is, I think more of Chizah says, what do you mean? You think you have a right to bishul or fear of bay b'yom? So what's the gemara's havamina? Explains the ritual. The we know there's a head to the altar, miyad, derech achilo. So you think just like the head to the altar, there's a head to kol yoyim. That's a havamino. Just like the head to the altar, some sudosai in a half hour, you also the head to kol yoyim. Kamashim and chizah, there is no heter. No, the head is dafkel altar, not kol yoyim. That's the first thing we should look up. That's a havamino. That's a maskono. The second malach of chizah, he himself wants a taino less than a shir be mutter, more than a shir that be isn't deraisa. If you come along, Yosef says, what do you think? You have a right to do Bishul Afiyah Chati Shir? What does that have to mean? Said Tesis on the page, says the Ritva, the same idea that since we know there's a head to the Alto Derech Achilo, also Chati Shir is better not doing any Chashivas over here. Nichli said of a head to Derech Achilo. So you might think you have a head to Derech Achilo, Kamash, but you don't have the head to. Now, to first discuss the idea of Chati Shir, it came across numerous times. Just to focus a little bit on that idea of Chatzis Shir over here. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Then we have a sugya in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara there has machlokes of Yochanan Shlokish is Chatzis Shir Osir Matoro or not. We pass as Yochanan Chatzis Shir is Osir Matoro. The Gemara discussing a case of Inin Chelev. Inin Chatzis Chelev is Oivin Isser D'Raisa. Inin Chatzis Chelev is also Oivin Isser D'Raisa, except there is no Oinish. We have a Potsik Kol HaChelev. The second reason is Chonzik L'Sterufay. Frakta Achroinim, is this idea of Chatzis Shir Negev Yuchot Achilo, Chelev, even against the Sugya of Malachas, against the Sugya of Shabbos? So there's a Chamsvi, it's been started with one Malach. The idea is Kol HaChelev, negate only the Sugya of Achilo, not negate the Shabbos. I think more about Osir is Chatzis Shir is Osir. Says that good over here, yeah, it's Osir, Medrash Pogam. not to the Raisa, to the Rabbanon. That's the good of your who like the Chamsri. Atzal Hasheni, the Bialocha and Simon Shemem, Sif Aleph, says the Aloha applies even to Sugyo Shabbos. He says, I'll bring a Raya, Rashi, but also the Sugyo. The Ritva by us, the Sugyo, he quotes Rashi. Now, the Ritva, this is the same thing. Rashi sends you the Sugyo of Rabbi Yechanan, the Fine Dial in Imo. Over there it says Chashir Osama Torah here also. And we came across the idea of Chashir already negates Sugyo of Raises, negates Sugyo of Kaysev. We'll see the Bialoch by us, the Sif Aleph by Barer. We'll get to Bishul, Torah, and Losh. We'll see the idea over here that implies Allah Chashir by all, not that by Issa Achilo, but all Malach negates Shabbos also. Not like Chamsri. Mishmuch quotes Chamsri, says, no, not like Arashi. Avadi Chamsri is incorrect. Now, there is a ritual over here, which you have to understand, the idea of numbers. Here's an obvious question. Dal Amis Meshus Rabin, the carry is even Issa de Raiso. To carry two amos or three amos or one amo, we pass it as mutter. Now do it over and over, we pass it to the Rabbanon. You can do two amos, put it down, two amos, put it down, two amos, put it down. That's the Rabbanon. Pick it up something, move over two amos, put it down, we pass it as mutter. Back to the ritual, the maisa, chashishir. Four amos is the raisa, two amos, or one amo, three amos, make a difference. Should be chashir or sementario. Why do we pass it as mutter? So he answers, to explain his answer, the person that eats basar b'chalav even isa deraisa. So when you eat basar, it's chashi shir. Person has shatness. You can't wear tzemer or pishtin. So when you have tzemer, wool, it's chashi shir. Kesem is karka. You can't write and engrave. So you write upon your phone number, it's chashi shir. How in the world do we ever eat basar and wear wool and put our makeup upon us so we even the isa of chashi shir? So, who the simple answer is, the certain things that is not the shir shabbat means chelev is the iser. The shir of chelev is kzayis. Chashi shir is chetzi kzayis of the iser. Mash again, basar b'cholov, when you only have basar, there is no iser. Now, when you only have basar b'cholov and you have a kzayis basar b'cholov, that's the oinush. And chetzi kzayis of basar b'cholov, you have the iser, but that's chashi shir, chetzi kzayis. When you only have basar, that's not the zechson of the shir. That's a concern in the Isser. You don't have the Isser over here. That means everyone understands you have to first have the Isser, Basar B'Cholov. You first have to have Shatnes, Temer U'Pishtim. You have to have Kseves Karko. Then once you have the Isser, then you have the Shir of the Isser. If so, sometimes it speaks out the ritual over here. When a person has Dalai Lamas, what does he say to the Isser of Dalai Lamas? He says the ritual, when you go out of Dal Amis, that's Isser, and less than that, Lekashum Akir's Chavitz from Mekoymoy. The Isser is you have to take the Chavitz out of its Mokoy. When you don't take the Chavitz out of its Mokoy, you didn't do the Isser yet. Ayetze Ish Mekoymoy. That means the number over here is not the Shir Shavoy, the number is the Isser. When it goes out of Dal Amis, now you got the Isser left its Mokoy. So it comes out that true, it might be a number, but sometimes a number is the Isser, it's not the Shir. Therefore, when you learn the Sugya of Kaysev, that was my colleagues among the Gdala Afrenim, when you write one ice, is two ices the Shir, or two ices the Isser? Kemal, among the other ices, he wants Taina Napshan, the mission of Ayin Gimel, that says, Kaysev Shtay Isis. Why is the mission saying a Shir? We never say Shir in the Mishnah. So the among the others, in the walk, is two is not the Shir, two is the Isser. Just like by Dal Amis, two Amis mice is mutter, and Chumim Apayim Amis also, and less than one, and less than that mice is mutter. You also, when you have two Isis, less than that is not even Isser. The Mishul Mice disagrees. He quotes and says, no, you're passing one Is, two Isis is a Shir Shabbai. Therefore, one Is Chashi Osir Matar.
You can write one Osir Yachayim.
Quote the Mishul Brua Yachayim.
If you write next or something.
To mushroom something, right. Then you either chayv as makir patish, or mitzvah the sugi that you mash the pool they're doing over here. But one ice by itself is an osam matar or not? Machlekes. Mishmuel says even iser. Or they say no, that's nichol neged of the iser, not the shir. Fine. Maisa, you said we come out from our sugi and neged to the second territory. Shlug up says Mishabura, based upon Rashi that chashi is osam matar and neged to all melachos in the Shabbos. Back to the base over here. The third malach, come on, Chizner, and says, come on, Yosef, and says, what's your side over here? He says, Beyad is mutter, Bekinim v'tamchoy, case of using a funnel or a tunnel, that be case of the Rabbanon, but Navar Kavro, using a sieve or a sifter, that be case of the Raiso. That means again, the Rabbanan is this, the funnel tunnel of this plate over here. Mashenkin, a derisa is using the Siva Sifter. On that, said Rabbi Nuna, what are you talking about? We really say Kunbatankhle over here. What does that mean? Rashi touches Machlikis, what Pshat Kash over here is. Therefore, Rabbi Nuna has a second malach. That means that the third malach over here, we're not slugging up in Halacha, we're slugging up, that's not Pshat the Baraisa. The fourth idea of Pshat the Baraisa is Rabbi Nuna himself. He said, Oichel Matai Pselis and Mutter, Pselis Matai Osir, Matai Is, Pselis Oichel, Lameiser is Gemin Is the Baraisa. And again, Kalung Abayin says, we mentioned over here any words of Oichel Matai Pselis, Pselis Matai Oichel. If Abayin says no, the altar of the Loch is Gemin Mutter. The boy behind loyiver, and if you borrow a kilo borrow lo each and every chayv chatas, and if the Gemara shapet on menach, many we pass like a bayo. That means the last time halchem, the last one we pass like this, the third or fourth, we don't slug up la locha, we just slug up a pshat in the brayso. So it could come out very simply. Where do we get the three ideas? Everyone knows has to be oichel, we take psalus, miyad biyad. Meister, we have three ideas. We have a Yosef, we have another bayo. We have the idea of miyad, we have the idea of biyad, and the idea of oichel b'tayr pseilus. Maisa, to say that where they got the three ideas from is a little bit hard. True, we have a bayah that says very clear the loch of the altar. That's very clear. But since we have a pshat, the having of rice, we say it's not doing that way in the rice, so to say that's where we know the sugya of biyad, oichel b'tayr pseilus, that's very hard to understand why that should be so. Chur, there's more of a reason why that's why it's so. Where do you get the three ideas from? We're getting it from the sugya. So that's we read the Rishonim, and the Ben Chananel is quoted by the Rishonim, the Rambam and others. They're pointing out the idea is really from the Hemshech of the Sugya. That means number one, we got from Abaya the Sugya of the altar. That cloud is very clear, Aleph. The second, the Sugya of the Mamshech of Bindan of Ashi. Rav Ashi says Aloch is Potter, but then the Rabbonim. Rav Gemara, the Bryce says Chayiv. Bryce says Chayiv. But answers Lakasha, it depends. The Konim of Tomchoy. In the case of Kofro, in the case over here of a funnel, a tunnel, or a plate, Drabonim, or a Sibu Sifter, or a case of Deraiso. Now the Gemara has a Kasha, I will Bryce as Chayiv. Where is this Bryce that says Yechayiv? Who is this Bryce? Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands it's the same Bryce we said before, and that the altar is Mutter, Lach is Mount Deraiso, it's the same thing. The question is, where is the Drabon over here? And that's Gemara's Teretz on the Bryce. Places a few caches upon it, says, no, it's a new brayso, a brand new brayso. Matan Chayiv has nothing to do with what he said before. And on that case, we're saying, even the altar, that means, what is the case we're saying Matan Chayiv? According to Rashi, means La Achazman. According to Tesla, means even the altar Yechayiv. I, Rav Ashi, my answer is that's the case, is not from a cover. That means it comes out, that according to Tesla, that Abaya is telling us a sugya of the altar, but Rav Ashi is telling us a sugya of even the altar, still Yechayim by the case of a Kli. Another Braiso. You're missing one or the other, even this Deraiso. That means, where do we get the idea of Kli, the altar's Deraiso? Rav Ashi, the Hemchukh of the Sugyo. Rav Ashi says, we're Atan Yechayim, that's the case of a Kli. That means, again, we're passing what now? Number one, Abaya. Number two, Rav Ashi, the next Braiso. Number three, Yemamchukh the Sugyo, the Sugyo of Chizkiyo. That means more brings down the story of Abibi. He was aiming to Meshavah Shamid Chachomim. He came along and showed a Kamaya Kalkol of the Peri. He threw out the Peris from everybody, separated the leaves from the Peris over here. And the Gemara was subject, why did he do that for? Is it Mitzad he held Eichel Mitzad Pseulis as Osir? Or Mitzad Ein Yofer Kamachavin? What's the reason? The Gemara was to push him in the Sugya of Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo is the case of a Boyer Tumosin. He had his kidneys over here. He wants to separate them. Mitzad Pseulis as Chizkiyo Chayiv. Chayiv. So you see a raya, Eichel Mutai Pseilis, Yoiv Nisr. The Gemara answers no, Shai Tremosim, why Nichol Sugi Pseilis Mutai Eichel, and that's why Yechayev. Why Pseil Mutai Eichel, get the Loch and Sefei, Rashi has two reasons, after means La Locho, but then Nichol get up Pseilis Mutai Eichel. Now what is this case over here that Chizki is discussing? That Be'etzim, we want to bring a raya, Pseilis Mutai Eichel over here. So, it sounds like we're discussing a case of, even though it's the altar, we're discussing why Eichel type Pseilis want to answer it, discussing the altar, and Miyad, and still you're even Issa Deraiso. Of Pseilis B'tayich Eichel. That's the case over there, that we want to say that over the Issa Deraiso, Chizkiyah says by Tumosim. Then it comes out, where are we getting these three dinim from? We're passing out by of the altar, Pasking of Ashi of Miyad, you have to do a case with the hand. Pasking in the case of Chizkiyah, the Oichim Tep Selis. That means where we're getting from, you read in Ben Chanal on the page, it's very clear. Ben Chanal says, we Pasking, he writes, Abaya, Chizkiyah, and Rashi. Brought down by the Ran, the Ramban, the Smak, and others. That means we're really getting from the Sugyo. It's true, it's very good, that's Pshat the Braiso. We didn't slug it off. It's that's Gishmak, why we have three different Pshat with the Braiso. It could be that's Pshat with the Braiso. But we were getting from the Sugyo that we didn't from. We're getting one from Abaya, one from Avashi, and one from Chizki over here. Oh, we have to have Kaminas.
The Braiso,
maybe step by step. First, you have to realize this is when the Chanal Mahalach everyone's bringing down the Mishmuz. That's the Zak Dom over here. You have to realize not Rashi, not Tosfos. And we'll go through the Siman and we'll start for Rashi and Tosfos, not like this Mahalach. That means we come along when we have Rashi. It says, "What's the case of Ashi says? Rav Ashi says Yipoter. I have a Tanachayev. What's the Bryce of Tanachayev? According to Rashi, is the case of Bryce before or Bar the Altar or Bar the Niach and Loiver and Bar Chayev Chatas. According to Rashi, that's a Kimto." Like Moshe said, not for kavod yichayev. That means what's the loch over there? We're discussing la'achas man. The loch is not for kivro yichayev. A kumvatom choy be didn't drop on him. But the altar with the kli according to Rashi is mutter. According to Rashi, you want to use a kli, the altar mutter. That's a Tosfos explains Shad and Rashi. Tosfos agrees with Rashi. But come to that Rashi, it's very clear that you want to use a case of the altar with a kli. Because he's saying that's Bryce before and Bryce is Mutter. Now you could start clarifying, even in Rashi, the case over here is Oichem Dei Pseulis and Pseulis Dei Oichel. I negate Tal, I want to say the case over here is Dafka Oichem Dei Pseulis. That's Pshat and Rashi. When Maisa comes out, we have a Mahalach in Rashi, the Oichem Dei Pseulis. That is La'alt with the Kli is Mutter. We're not passing Rashi. There's a Rashi sheet out there that can be brought down to the seven. Second. Taste over here, we're discussing the Sugya of Chizkiyah and Rabibi. They were discussing says, oh, we'll come to you, Machma Oichel, say, Psalms, Psalms, Dech Oichel. So, Chizkiyah, Yechayv, Issa, Deraiso. What's the case of Rabibi? He threw the food in front of everybody. Are we discussing over here the cases of, are you eating a miyad? Or la achazman? You must be so big if Oichel, that Psalms is Osir, or Ein Yav, Komachavim. Said Taisha discussing miyad about this matter. Avada, you tell me Oichel Dei Pseulis miyad is also Avada not. Avada is not so. We're discussing a case in La'achazman. In La'achazman, we claim Oichel Dei Pseulis or the loch of Ein Yav Komachavim. La'achazman. On that, the Mamcha Chizkiyah. The Chizkiyah wants to be a Raya Oichel Dei Pseulis of Oivir and Isser, which is the Hemshech of the same studio discussing La'achazman. The Gemara said, no, we're discussing really Pseulis Dei Oichel Shani Chumosim over here is different. So it comes out that really Pseulis Ritoch Oichel and the altar according to Tosfos is mutter. And therefore we'll see the Eglital, the Mishnah Berurah, will bring down Tosfos. The ritual says four times Pshat in Tosfos. That comes out, you want to take out your fish from the bones of the fish. Some Kudasa called Tosfos, the mice is mutter. No, it's not. The Gemara is Matcha. There are two things over here. There's Gemara not Matcha. I mean, it'll come out, the two questions going to Tosfos. Is the halacha of the altar of Pseulis, is that mutter? That's the Gemara's Sufik. Or La'achaz Man is the Sufik is. That means it comes down to quotations, maybe in La'achaz Man, there might be a heter of Oichel Dei Pseulis. Maybe Ein Yav Komachavim. But Toichs Man, Pseulis Dei Oichel, what is mutter? So come down, I point out, again, you have to realize there are two heter Mongolian Shem on the page. We're going like a Ben Chal, also on the page. We have three Mahalach among the Shem. We have Rashi, the heter of the altar by Kli. We have places the heter of the altar, Pseudon of Eichel. And we'll get involved why not make a Mokha. People will do B'shas Achilo. We get the Mishmu and Siv Kimel Sivdalit, I think. And then we have Onoch HaShal, maybe La'achaz Mani Man of the heter of Eichel Dei Pseulis, Ulai. Which that makes it a Sophic. Therefore, now we understand that we are Loch Zagdomo, or Chavetz Chaim Zagdomo, he's starting off saying, no, we don't pass like Rashi Tosfos. We're passing in Ben Chanadol. We're going like the Ran, the Ramban, the Smag, the Smag. They're all passing the Maisi, you need all three. You're missing one of the three, you're even missing the Raisel. That means if you're missing the case of Biyad, even missing the Raisel, missing La'altu, even missing the Raisel, missing Uch Dapsel, even missing the Raisel, why could we pass in court to Ben Chanadol, Abaya, Rav Ashi, and Chizkiyah? According to Rashi, it's not that way. Right, I can the foundation of Asukya. Now, once we have the foundation, Be'ikir, through this the simon, you have to really explain four main points and a bunch of other pratim. That means divided the three things you have to explain is idea of what the idea of a kli, what defines a kli, was eichel type tzelus, what's to get to the altar, three things. Plus, you have to explain the idea of what's a teruvais. I mean, the basic thing is to do bar the work in the paskin, you have to first have a mixture. If you don't have a mixture, you don't have an iser bar, not selecting or sorting anything. So Be'ikir, we're going to have to really, the four main things you have to define in the sugya bar, teruvais. Once you have a teruvais, then what's the lacha of kli, what's the lacha of eichel type tzelus, what's to get to the altar. They will come out, the sugya negeir to teruvais, that'll be sif gimel. The idea of the gate sugya of kli, that's mechaba os and sif aleph. The idea of la'achaz man is mechaba sif beis and the ramon sif aleph. And the apsalus is sif dalad. So try to go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch and today focus the idea of the gate sugya of kli, mechaba sif aleph. Mechaba sif aleph, according basically al Gemara, that the case of a kodim of a tamchoy, this plate or this tunnel over here, yoyin is to rabbonim, mash enkin enough of a kavra, the seed with a sifter, yoyin is to the raisom. Now, once we have something that's a derech is derech, and something that's not derech is derabonim, these are kelim that are made or designed, or you've been used for the act of bayur. What happens if you have a kli that's not made at all for bayur, but you choose to use it to do a pula's bayur? For example, your fork and knife is made to eat. You come along, and now you want to use your fork and knife to do an act of bayur, to separate things. Is that going to be nichel in the category of a kli you have an iser? Example. You have a salad in front of you, you want to take out the tomatoes, you do not want to eat the tomatoes. But you're doing it mitzad, I'm sorry, you want to eat the tomatoes. You're doing it oichem type tzelus, and doing it on the altar. So you took your oichem type tzelus on the altar, you're using a fork to take it out. I want to take out the tomatoes to eat only the tomatoes. Is that bar b'kli? I'm using a kli over here. Very simple question over here. Is that actually bar b'kli? The first. So first, there's a Nishmas Odom that says any kli that's not made for bar is not on the category of kli bar. It's not only the ist of kli. You're choosing to go use a spoon or a fork is your choice, but no one sees a fork as a kli bar. Come with tongue claim and have also the act of bar to it, but this no one sees an act of bar, and therefore they Nishmas Odom Chayodom. The cop won't say, the Asha passes this way, and the fish goes this way, you'll be able to retrieve about it. It also seems to be a clear that doesn't act the bar, it seems to do both. A little bit of a shinoi, not the standard way. Mice come over to Shavua later on in the simon, it's a cotton samach bays. He's discussing when a person has shuman on top of a cholov. You have milk that has some fat on top of it. Says the Mishavua, be very careful when you want to take over the fat, either leave behind some of the fat, or take some of the fat with the milk. If you separate exactly the fat from the milk using a spoon, you'll have the issa of doing barbikli. Maybe an issa. Very clear, Mr. Brewer. It says to not use a spoon to separate the fat from the milk. Okay, but no, we'll get to why this will get a klipo. Difference for her. But he says you'll have the issa because you have kli. Now, they point out, see the Mishmur, and he writes in the Shayat Siyan, I nishmas odom. Seven near the near static safti. Sometimes he knows the chayodom. Nochus yontem. He said no. I disagree with the chayodom. That means you can have a kli that's not made accused there for boyer, but using it as an act of boyer, a value even is there a boyer. If so, that's so. So let's analyze. How in the world can you take out your tomatoes from your salad if you want to eat the tomatoes right now? It's true with oichem psoilus and the keto via the altar. But my see using a kli to take the tomatoes out of the fork over here. So, come on the Achronim, and they point out, a said over here, that you're using a kli to the act of Boyer, but as to help you out in the act of Boyer. The way the Minchas Yitzchok, Minchas Zilber, or Chaim Kmieski, they say, that if you want to do something, you not to get your hands dirty. You want to do something to be a mensch. You can take out the tomato the same way with your hands. But why using a fork for it? Not to get your hands dirty. Not to help you accuse in the act of Boyer. Not helping you act out in the act of Boyer over here. That is not nichel issa of doing a kli for bar. Not doing it's not being easier at all the bar. Therefore, there's not nichel again of a kli for bar over here. Take a step, and then watch over there. It is helping out. They are coming. They have to answer. It is helping the act of bar. Take a step further, Moshe and Shuv, when he discusses this, he says that not only that, but let's say it's even you can't get to it too far away, and you want to use a fork or knife or to go get it. So it's not acting, helping the act of borrow just to go get it. But let's say it's a liquid, and you want to separate it. It's like it's not kishmak to take your hand, get the soup out. No, even you want to use a klivya, take a spoon to take it out. That said, Moshe is also nichlan get not helping in the act of borrow. It's there that he wants to help you in the act of borrow. So he's saying things that is not helping in the act of borrow is not nichlan get a klibur. So of either using something, your hand, a fork or a spoon, or I'm inside of the nichlan get it if it's too hot, too cold. So again, it's not helping him inside of the sugya borrow. So come out all this forum, go this idea, this concept, and they all have to answer why the Mishmur is nichlan. They come, go back to the Mishmur, why a spoon is helping in the act of borrow. But there's a site out there that all the place can go, that when you're using a utensil, not mitzvah sugya bar, but to be clean, or to too hot, or be a mensch, that's not nichlan get a kli bar. If so, let's take a step further now. Person has a knife over here, and he wants to cut up the fat. In this case over here, he's cutting off to eat the meat that's the altar. He wants to eat it right away. That's Oysim Dirk Psylus. Are you telling me now the knife is helping me out in the Kli over here? A bar. What? That's a person not like eating the fat. And he wants to cut the fat, and he has a fork over there. He cuts it, and he separates Oysim Psylus, takes the meat away from the fat. So the question would be, do you tell me that's Nichlan idea of helping you out in the act of bar? Can a person use a knife on Shabbos? Some Machmud during the week. But can you use a knife on Shabbos? You buy him and sell a bar over here. So Moshe is mamshik in the same tshuva, and the way that Achim explained to Moshe, the Oitzer Shabbos, or a falk, or a carp, and Be'etzim Luchot HaShoni says the same idea by himself. You have to realize, we came up with the sugya of Dosh, and we're now doing the sugya of Bayer. What is Dosh, and what is Bayer? Bayer is an act of Be'etzim smashing the kernels and disconnecting. Bayer is, once it's disconnected, it's separating. So when one act is disconnecting, one is separating. When a person has a cucumber and he takes a knife and cuts off the peel with his knife, the peel will get to later on, he takes a knife and cuts it off. What's he doing? Is he separating or disconnecting? That's him, he's disconnecting, and therefore will happen if there is gravity, it's upside down, pull down, or push it away with his knife, or put it sideways, or flick it off. But that's him, the knife is disconnecting. Therefore, they explain when Moshe and Chodesh Shoni says this, the idea of a knife is not an act of burr. It's only doing an act of chituch, disconnecting. It's not helping at all in an act of burr. It's not a kli for burr. It's an act of what? To disconnect the fat from the meat. Then you have two things that's next to each other. Then you separate it, taking either the meat away or the fat away, whatever, but that's called separating it. But the knife is made a kli for what? For disconnecting. You could ask, if so, kli b'yuchu for tosh now. Very good, such questions. So we'll learn your dosh later on in the simon over here that dosh has to be dafkan actually do in the field. And actually in the bay, it's not nichlan to get a klim yuchav a dosh. But the ma'aseh, when Moshe comes along and says, you say it, again, I'm going to explain the Chodesh Shani is very clear. The idea of disconnecting is nothing to do with the act of bar, it's separating. So the knife is be'ik in the act of disconnecting. Therefore, it's not nichlan to get a klim yuchav a bar. It's not made for bar. Not using a klim for bar, using a klim for the act of disconnecting. That's one way to answer why the Olam does use a knife. There's a second way of answering why Olam does use a knife. In our sugyu, the Olam sees we have a heter with miyad biyad oichum dai psalus. Where is the heter coming from? So Rashi in the sugyu, you have to realize Rashi, the way he explains it, says, what's the heter biyad? He says, because not doing it to borrow bikli. It's not doing it, it's not the derech. Why oichum dai psalus? Rashi says, not derech brero, not the derech. The altar, it's ain't the derech brero. Rashi writes three times, the idea is not the derech. It's different, it's a shinoi. Rashi says the side of the heter is shinoi. Besim is the base yisif in the sugya of toichen. Being down shibul aleket, and simon shinchov aleph in the base yisif. He says, can a person do toichen with the handle of his knife? So the reason why it's mutter, when you want to crush something with a pestle, you're supposed to do it first with a handle that's made of metal. You're switching to stone. Now you're taking the stone to the case of a knife, it's like a double shinoi, shina gomer, therefore it's mutter. It says, just like we see the heter and the get the bar. By bar, we have a heter of shina gomer. He also have a heter of shina gomer. Therefore, Rashi the Sugyo, and the Akir and Malachav, others want to call the heter of Eichel mitach pseulas miyad miyad mitach sugev shina gomer. Tzad Hasheni, if we read the Mishmu and Akdomo, that's not the heter. Though he says it over, he said once you have the three heterim, therefore lav derech brehu ela derech achilahu. He said he stresses, as now it's called eating. They were the Mishmur, Sivkon Vav, and Sivkon Yod, and Sivkon Alav. The study of the heter of the altar is Derech Achilo. Derech Achilo. L'moshul, everyone understands eating fish with bones on your mouth. Not take the bones out of your mouth, that's Derech Achilo. Taychen, you can't grind your vegetables, but yet, can you chew your food? Yeah, that's called Derech Achilo. That means the study of the heter is not like Shibul Lek and the Shina Gomer, the study of the heter is Derech Achilo. Building upon the study of the heter, Derech Achilo, Kamlung, Shlomo Zalman, the Minom Zilva, and our Falcon, others, Erech HaShabbos says the reason why a knife is mutter, because it's standard. When a person uses a knife, it's called Derech Achilo. No one's doing the act of burr with Kamat all our knives on here. Doing the act of Achilo here. Therefore, since it's Nichol again of a Derech Achilo, not made Lo Eitzer, the two that we're using it for, therefore, we're heter Derech Achilo.
Maybe
there was a switch knife? Could be a cause of smile, Ulai. But come down Maisa, we have two reasons to explain the heter negate knives. Either you're not doing an act of burr, it's not doing a pulas bar, or doing a pulas chitoch, or nichol the heter of Derech Achilo. Taking now a step further, the gate to Kalim, you have a soup, and you have lakshin inside, and you want to pour out just lakshin, and you want to hold back the pour out just the soup, you want to hold back the lakshin with a pot cover. Or you have tuna fish and oil, you want to hold back the oil with a pot cover. The lid over here, the jar, anything you want to use, the cover. Is that nichol the category of bar b'kli? I mean, even the kimti one says eichem tam tzelis and keita miyad. Is using a cover what? Oh, so that's the question over here. So, Moshe himself, who is making a fork and knife and a spoon, wants to say, but Moshe, if I asked him, on a pot cover, Moshe, that's nichol together a kli. And that you will not have this heter. Shlomo Zalman, numerous achronim, whoever achronim want to ask her, you won't have this heter. Come along, Dan Fisher, and Shmuel Orbach in the Orcha Shabbos says, he doesn't understand. Why are you using a pot cover for? Because you could use your hands and hold back the lakshin and the liquid come out. You don't want to use your hands because you don't get your hands dirty. Just like you have a heter to use a fork and knife not to get your hands dirty, but also you have a heter to use a pot cover not to make your hands get dirty. So the chura, why Yishal Chalak, why making the placing Ma'aser, Mashkin a fork and knife, you say to a fork and knife, what's the heter? Because Merkin is Derech Achilo. It's called, come to eat over here. Two ways how to go eat over here. Not come to do an active boy over here. Come to go eat. I don't want to get my hands dirty, so I'm using a fork and knife over here. Mice over here, I'm coming to separate, do an active boy. Some went from another. That's I'm using a pot cover or a lid over here. That's the chaget of using a kli over here. So since over here I'm doing an active boy, that's everyone is what am I doing? I'm separating, not coming to go eat. Therefore, that the Ilum seems to be ik understand. Nichli say of the act of using a kli, that's nichli get a bar. Take it even a step further, even start clearing. Says Sefer Machsheva Sefer. Let's say you do use your hand. Just like those who want taina, we use a fork and knife to bemakum your hand. You want a taina of use your hand bemakum a pot cover or kli. You want taina now your hand is the kli. And then when you use your hand, nichli get a of barbically. And therefore, they discuss, can you take your hand, and you, let's say you have pselus eichel, and you want to separate your fingers, and let the pselus go out and keep the eichel inside your hand, and use the eichel that pselus miyad. This question to Yashiv al-Mashul says, the Maisa's answer. Hamkineski wants to ask you, al-Mashulis, biskit shuvis, the one taina, the lochis over here, nichol to get a faket, now he is like clean. They ask him, Shmuel, comes to lochis, he says, he calls al-Mashulis, says, I don't know, a hand is a hand is a hand. Maisa, well, come along to Mechadish, your hand, Nichol, get a kli. Maisa's hand over here. Interesting Shikol Das question over here. What? I'm making my hand into a sifter. I've made my hand separated, now I'm making the thing go, the smaller things go down, the bigger things stay in my hand. I turn my hand into a sifter.
I'm taking
it. Let me go all afterwards. And there are two sides here. Ulai. Another case to get burbically, and they discuss using an apple core. An apple core basically is you have an apple, you put the core inside, the machine inside, and you take out just the seeds and the middle part, you left with the apple behind. Is that a kli made for a burr? And then to use it on Shabbos should be also. So again, Now there are actually there's two type of apple cores. One just takes out the middle. The one that also cuts the sides. Also, the one that cuts the sides should be the same idea. I don't think there's much of a difference. Now, we can this one of the Ashur, the Shemir Shabbos, Al Mashulas, Masaliyov, Ikhli, one Aser. That it's clean, made to separate one from another. It's made to take the center out that when people don't eat, I leave behind the good thing to go eat. The Ikhli is a clean, it's a clean, mamish made for bur. It's more than just taking a fork and a knife, I'm choosing. It's mamish clean made for bur. It's sad to be matter, come on the Shmuel or Ribiyat, the one Taino, when you separate the middle part, there's a lot of oichel on it. And therefore, Kain, everyone knows when to separate the fat from the meat. What to go do? Don't separate the fat. Move it over a little bit and take some meat with it. Who also, when you're separating the core, also some oichel comes with it. The Taino back against it. Is the nicer, the amount of oichel on top of it is that no chshivas to it. Bishlam, my hand, I move it over a little bit. I'm giving the chshivas, I'm taking some oichel with it, which I would not do. Here, this machine is made to take this amount, and when I master the amount that's left behind, it's clean made for Bayer Bear. They have a newest one, Maisa one Aser. Rabbi Nachman was saying, Maisa it's Mutter. Yeah, I'm fine, I'm a focus over here.
I'm just don't hear this
far. Cool one, the main challenge of this class is using a. What?
Why is it not
zero? Oh, no, well, maybe we'll get that a step further. One of the main challenges, Kos, and it will also answer your question, is the act of using a peeler on Shabbos. Now, to use a peeler on Shabbos, when I got married, I found out my wife, Mishpachu, was machmer not to use a peeler, and my family was healthy, makel, we can't use a peeler. I told my Rebbetzin that I want to be machmer like her family. She found out we're makel, she went to her parents, told her parents asked her rav. The Rav says the mice and smutter. So now my in-laws, the mice do use the peeler on Shabbos. My brother, when he got married, so he told his Rebbetzin that the mice said, I want to be machmer and not to use a peeler on Shabbos. So I'll tell you a story. One time, for years, my parents were not using a peeler. Reuven Feinstein walked into the kitchen, saw my wife using a knife, and started laughing at her. What exactly are you doing? You're using a knife. Go use a peeler over here. The mice said, now his in-laws also use a case of a peeler on Shabbos. So me and my brother both want to be machmer, we both end up using a peeler on Shabbos. Now, to get to peelers on Shabbos, there are two svaras watching to be machmer. One is on the sugya of a kli. We have a shalom of Isra Reis over here. But you have another shalom of the chol. I bet all came to the question of the chol. That means, for example, by the sugya of teichen, by cheese, lamaiset's water. Because not to the karko. But to use a grater, says the Shulchan Aruch is Osir, it's the sugya of the Nechol. So the Achronim have two reasons why to ask in the case of a peeler, either mitzvah the sugya of the Nechol, or mitzvah the sugya of clean that's made for the idea of Barer. Now, Loch Lemaisa, most far Lemaisa Machmer. If you want, the page has 34, verse 17. Mamash 2 to 1 over here. Now, the Rosh on the Machmim is the Ekletal, and the Mechayim No, and afterwards, Rav Kamenetsky, and the Shemir Shabbos, and the Chodeshani, and Chav Kiyaski. If you want, even the Simcha Balm, the English Sefer, on top, Pastas L'chum over here.
On the peeler?
On the peeler. Not like, yeah, some other people. Maisi, they pass. Even I checked the new prince, he also kept it on top. Maisi asked it, and he Chashash Darais over here. Said the Lewis Farm, Mamash, a Shalom Darais, that he made for butter. Avtala Shani, in the footnote of Simcha Balm, brings down. But Moshe, wife of Moshe's Michael, Rabbi Tzion, Yibi Oimer, Rabbi Zephraim, Rabbi Nemetzal, Dov Feinstein, Shmuel over here, Shul Kamnetsky, the Moshe and Lumis Paiskum on Michael. So the Yesh, Yesh, each one of the owner, Mach, tell anyone what to go do. Now the story is, Avad and Satu be Machmer is very simple, clean made for Burr. What's it Satu be Michael? What's the story over here to be Michael? So go through numerous stories. One story is, we start off, we have to have the idea of Burr, have to first have a Taruba, it's a mixture. Where is your mixture when you want to peel your carrot over here? It's one thing that's attached on top of another. It's a klipa. There's no taruvus over here. So Betzim, we'll have to learn at the, we'll get to the end of the sugya of Bayer. There's a aloch and simon shin chof aleph about taking off a peel. The Rambam Shita is, there's no issa of Bayer on peels. I passed away by the Aruch HaShulchan. Then they point out, the whole idea of being machman a peeler, according to the Rambam, is mutter. No taruvus. When the Aruch HaShulchan might say it's mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, this is Issa Barer and something that's connected. Let's get to figure why that's so. But number one, I point out, for the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Maizet Smoter. Number two, we'll get to the Halacha in the Sif Dalet. next week is that the Yam Shu Shloimo is brought out by the Bialocha over there that says that something is called that's attached but tikkun oichel to make something right to be eaten is michal negeda of not barith meat that's come to masak in the oichel. Therefore, you want to eat a carrot, you can eat it with a clip on top, you can peel off the thing that's on top of it, called tikkun oichel. According to the Yam Shu Shloimo, the mice is also its mortar. Mishmo will come along to argue the Yam Shu Shloimo. At least he'll bring it down in limchois. That means anyone who wants to make a macho or making a peeler, Mishmua says ain limchois already. The third thing is, you're using a peeler to eat something on the altar, a kli. You mentioned it earlier, bashishito. A kli, la altar, is mutter. We pass it to the Beit HaChananel. According to Maisei Rashi, it's mutter. So first it comes out, we said three things already, all shloi kalocho. Maisei, you have to realize we have a Rambam with Aruch HaShulchan, we have a Yam Shloim, and we have bashishito. A fourth point is, you have to realize, what exactly are we separating over here? Let's say you take an apple, you want to take over the peel. To do the act of bar, we pass, you have to have two minim. One min, not nechil get a bar. That would be two minim. Mishmuot, makavam, not like the Taz. When you have an apple with a peel on top of it, people eat an apple with a peel. Is an apple one min or two minim? Pasha says, you understand, an apple is nechil in the category of one min. Because what do people do? They eat the apple with a peel. If so, says the Egnetal, he's a Rosh the Machmir on peelers. He comes up and says, but the peel and apple, then a vada is mutter. Why? Because you have to have two minim. An apple with a peel of maiso is mutter. If that's so, they want to go to the Egnetal, that one min is mutter like an apple. Let's analyze, what are we peeling on Shabbos already? A potato? Mukso. A cucumber? Well, one thing I think is different in American ancestral. When I grew up, everyone peeled cucumbers. I got married to Israeli. And they come to this country, they don't peel cucumbers. You clean it, they say, and then the maisa, they serve it. And they have it with the peels on it. So maisa comes along, at least in this country, and some people tell me it's more than fan now in America also. They leave the peel on. So exactly, comes up to be one min. So peeling cucumber is not a problem. So what are you left with? Maybe peeling a carrot could be the machlokes. Can that, I think everyone peels. So fine, that could be the shiloh over here, according to Eglital. Again, Mishmu disagrees with Eglital. But most numerous achoyim will mash on peelers. The mice that make in the case when it's minachon like an apple. I think in Eretz Yisrael, the case of a cucumber.
Kiwi also.
Who?
Kiwi.
Okay, same thing, right? Noch etter. Kamlung Shmulobach and those one tiny about all the peeler moisho. Every peeler is best in what are you doing? Are you doing the act of bar? We're doing the act of chitoch, of disconnecting, the act of tosh. You take a peeler, you use a peeler, what you do, you have a cucumber and you peel it. Now, if you know how you're supposed to go do it, if you hold it like this, it'll just stay up right on top. Either hold it upside down, it'll fall down, but you use a carrot, you do it side, or you flick it off with your hand. If you don't do that extra act or put it a certain way, it'll just stay on top. Besem is a clean yuchat for disconnecting. And then what you do afterwards, you separate it. They point out that if that's so, Besem is an act of chitoch. A clean made for dosh, but the bias should not be a problem. Based on the swan that we said before from a maisha, Nubis are going to point out, Lechor should be no iser. Why Lechor a maisha l'shitosli? What's the bias of using a peel on Shabbos? It's disconnecting. Disconnecting is like a knife. It's a fancy knife. Go use it on Shabbos.
What's a little
move? Better. What?
Every
time
peeling?
No, it's peeling it and taking it off. You're separating it. Interesting shallow. Let's say you peel and leave it right on top. What is that Lechor? It's interesting shallow. But you're doing both usually, but here is that clean. You do both. But what's the kli doing? I'm doing both. I'm doing a kli, and I'm separating. But the kli is made for just.
If I
don't peel an orange,
for
myself. I take it off. I separate the orange. But who is doing that? The hand is doing that. Not the kli is doing that.
If you're going like on the side, it's going to pull by itself.
That's gravity doing it. Very good. But it's not the kli doing it. It's me also. I established that kli made for butter. It's a kli made for dosh.
Isn't that a sifter?
No, not the wind. It's gravity. It's not the kli doing it.
Disconnect
the peel and iron. Why? But that no. Once you take teva into the brio about it, that's the pool that you're doing over here. You create something happens automatically. Bitka the mayo. But it's not the kli made for it. It's me. It's the situation. I created that. Is that a kli made for disconnecting? Now the Chodesh Shoni the Maisei, he comes along and asks peelers, and he has a bayah. He writes one paragraph, a knife is mutter, an act of chitoch. They said, what do you do in the case of peelers? Why am I saying peelers are chashter raiso? So he comes along and he wants to taina. No, since they made a design into a specific way to separate things, they want to say, nichol to get a burr. Interesting idea. The knife bezim is for everything. So this is the act of chituch. A peeler, they designed it a specific way to make it to separate things that literally get a burr. You don't know what the words mean. So maybe they made it a way that falls off very easily. But he really asks this question upon himself, one paragraph after another. Maskim. Sixth reason why to make over here, Kamalik Shemir Shabbat says, you use a peeler, new with time you take, not only the peel with it, but the oichel with it. Look at the fat with the oichel also. Others say, answer back, Chaimro really addresses this, why he asks the peeler. Says, what do you mean? The little mouth of oichel is left behind on the peeler. On the peel, it had no kshivas to it. A seventh point of Dov Feinstein, he wants to tighten the peeler is made for peeling things. Peeler is made not to separate bad from good, but if you ever want to peel, make chocolate curls, you take the bar and you use a peeler. You want to make curls of carrots, you take the peeler and you make curls out of it. So it's made to make curls. Sometimes it goes in the garbage and sometimes you need to go use it over here. It's not made for butter over here. So the Maisa, there are those who, this is the story of the Maisa, where those who want to be makel and say a person has no problem to go use it on Shabbos. Again, yesh for yesh, those who want to ask, those who want to matter. I'm not going to tell a person what to go do, although my lesson already. Maisa, those are the strikers for us, why the Maisa, why he makel. We really come down to making the three sheets over here. Those hold the smutter, the motion imoy, those who aser. And then there's those who might say depends on what you're peeling over here. That means those who go like the egg tells Malach, peeling an apple or a cucumber and so the mice be mutter. A kale of mice they want to ask it over here. Each one onto their own. Now, another case is supposed to get a clean that's made for butter, maybe. It's less than you had a perforated spoon. That means a spoon that has holes inside. And a person, when he wants to take out a salad, what happens? The liquid pours out, comes out. You want to take out the chulent, you want to take the liquid out of it, you want to take out the lukshin, and have the soup coming out of it. So you use a special spoon that holds to it, and you want to go use it on Shabbos. Is that nichel the category of a kli? That's ointment for butter. Yuchel of butter, are using a kli? It's a kamlon of Moshe, and Betzim earlier, the Shish Shabbos says, that's kli yuchel of butter. Kurtz also. Therefore, Bosner, when they asked him this question, the Chelechas, he said that mitzvah of a farsa, people do not know they use on Shabbos a perforated spoon, and the even answer. Most farms seem to ask using a perforated spoon. Now, obviously, that if you just take salad and liquid there, there's no problem. Now, he's saying, let's say you want to use a stambaza, you should be mortar. Not that simple. On the side that you bought in your house, and if you use it in the case to separate bad from good, it's a klisha malakta the iser. The klisha malakta the iser, in a certain house that buy it, the whole side is design. Depends what type of house you have. If it's a design, it's echlami, made for iser and heter, maybe more better, it's a klisha malakta heter. Numerous houses have an iker to separate bad from good. The question, can you use it when you're not doing it, it's an act of burr, as a sugyo muksa. They point out that mutta tzar gufu mekoimai, according to Mishnah and Simon Shin Ches, Sivkon Yun Beis, and Shai Tzin, Sivkon Yun Gimel, Daf could be no other clean to go use. Now, if you have another spoon to go use, and you want to use a perforated spoon, called Stamazai, you have no heter. You want to tell me it looks nicer, get involved, maybe it's Nechagel, so I can put a kaimai. But in your house, let's say it's always used, whether it's made to separate liquid or not, you tell me it's Klish Machla Heter. That means to go use it on Shabbos, you have to know how it's usually used. And it means the klisha on iser, the stamp to use on Shabbos, not for burial, my seal court, not that simple. Now, the myself, there are those who disagree, say you can't use a perforated spoon, the B'nai Svat, you'd be Omer, Yath Yosef, or Litzian. So now, really, the question over here is a perforated spoon really has best of two questions over here, two separate questions. That means when you pick up the salad, and now you have salad and liquid over here, and what happens? The liquid pours out. So what is that? Is that oichel between psilas or psilas between oichel? I mean, what's staying in your hand? The oichel. What's moving? The psilas. Do you look at what's moving, or do you look what's inside your hand? We'll get to the later on in the simon. Machlokes is Graz versus Mishnah Berurah. What do you call that? There are those who want to call up psilas between oichel. Those who call oichel between psilas. That means one question: use a perforated spoon, but maybe. One machlokes. A second question over here is: He wants kula oichem deb tzelis, maybe it's bar b'kli. I mean, you have two different questions you have to grapple with at the matter to use a perforated spoon. One, those kula aspirin tab tzelis de oichel, the tzelis moving away. Those are aspirin tab tzelis de bar b'kli. They were most of them might say aseret. Now, one of the stories I want to discuss why to matter a perforated spoon is a question of Bekolius. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discusses, let's say a burr b'kli, but a kli is made to burr l'alter, for the food that is made to use right away. That means the whole yisrael in the heter of miyad, biyad, oichum, tepselus is derech achilo. Let's say this kli is made to be something derech achilo. It's a kli. This kli is always used b'shas achilo, of only l'alter. Maybe a kli made for l'alter does not have the chum of a get of a kli. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discussed the chum by four nafkaminas. One is discussed by the case of this perforated spoon. Because every time perforated spoon is making the sugya of the altar. And then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is not saying the ma'aseh of smutter. Al tzisvara. Chan kiyach kidei estim. He said, kli is a kli is a kli. You have to listen to the rice of pashtus. The machlok is what do you look at the case and the kli that's made for the altar for derech achilo. A second nafkamino. So Zalman discussing a case when you have a salt shaker with rice inside. Now if you want to know what that means, go to Mirrors over here. You'll see over here that they have rice inside. Why? So that's them. If you have salt and the liquid gets inside, the salt will clump together. So when you put rice inside, the rice absorbs the liquid and therefore keeps the salt to be separated. That's what it's there for. Now what happens? You use a salt shaker on Shabbos, and what lets out the salt, the holes, what blocks the rice from coming out? The cover. So now you have a kli that's blocking the rice from coming out because you want to use the salt. Are you allowed to use that salt shaker with rice inside on Shabbos? Victim among the Achrayim. Myself, I just said the Yitzchak question to a Moshe and a Baron Kotler. Myself, they want to answer it. It's a kli. Rafael over here, some Kabban goes this way, Rubia goes this way. I tell Shani, most numerous from Myself are Mekel. They're coming with different avenues. Shlomo Zalman, he wants to be Mekel because when you're using the salt shaker, miyad, it's kli made for the altar, to eat your food at the table. You have your falafel there, or your salad there, whatever you're doing. You're shaking it out over there. You want the rice to keep the water and let the salt out. So it's a kli made for derech achilo. A kli made for derech achilo is no iser.
So a kli
made
for
derech achilo
is no iser.
Who? A second for why they want to be mekel, because the shoni and the vozna, they want taina, but etzim, it's not a kli of fire. Vikir, it's a kli for salt. Agav is holding back the rice from coming out, but it's not made for that. That's the second for what? No, it's coming from Mishamish. Mishamish is Lomosa. A third for Kamkinevsky, he wants a taina, it's not Nikki the singular brero. No one sees the active brero. So, unless it's all the way to the end, then you see the active brero. A fourth for Shmuel Kamnevsky wants a taina, that why call this two minim? The rice is coming to Mishamish the salt, and they'll get a warm min. Therefore, there's no teruvus over here. No mikshu over here. No mikshu, not nechel get a bar. The ma'aseh, we have seven svarim after 40 yamate, but the material are coming from different avenues. A third svarim to take from Shlomo Zalman's idea of a kli that's bar la'alter, derech achilo, is that when you have a tea bag, when you take out the tea bag, can you hold it on top of your tea and let the droplets come out? In essence, what's happening? The bag is holding back the tea and letting the droplets come out. And the bag itself should be nichel geder v'kli. Can you do that on Shabbos and hold the tea on top and let the droplets come out? So Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva about it. Maisa says Osir, or Vosner, the Chodashoni, and Chaim Knievsky. Numbers of Achorim say you have to be machmer and therefore take out the tea bag with a spoon. Vosner says, I Maisa, you have no kavono. He says, Kovim Segresha over here. Get him on the sugars in Miskavim Segresha, and the correct thing is take it out with a spoon. Asala Sheni, numerous from Maisa come on to be makel over here. Again, different for us why. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says, L'shitosai, can the kli over here is made for the altar? I want to do it right away. That's not called derech achilo over here. Shlomo Zalman, the second reason he wants taina, it says the sinum has happened last me'elov, not putting the kli over there. Rashi Klein gets involved in the sadasugi of Ed Meskavin. Shlomo Zalman says, Nachaswar has not been urv over here. And therefore, Machalik just shuggle among the elim what to go do with the tea bag. Is a lochi yet to be machmer, you have a bayam, is that the sugi of bur b'kli? But no, the mice is nichel geder okay in derech achilo. You have no kavanah for the mice to be mutter. A fourth case discussed from Shlomo Zalman's example is when you have a case of these pitchers with these reshet, a tiyun they call it, with a screen on top of it. That means when you have coffee, you used to have for a long time. So over there we had a screen or reshet in front of it, a grate that blacks things. Therefore, if you have, let's say, tea leaves inside your tea, and you pour, or black the leaves. Let's say you have a cold drink with ice cubes, or black the ice cubes. So the question over here is, you're having this reshet over here that blacks something. Is that a kli? The person is using a Shabbos, you have a bayam, it's on a single fire. Also, shalom of v'achorinim. But those of myself, chayno, and the chaznish, and min chazikon, and v'yashim, the myself, and shomazaman, they want to be mekel. So the others, they want to be mekel. Shlom Zalman wants to make a why? Kedaka, the Shito Asli. It's clean made for their chilam. You have to go use over here. That's his Shito. Ma'is the Chanish and the Chodashoni, they come along with a different Svara. They call it Brera Biyad. And they're doing Brera, not Bekli Biyad. And the Bimba Vucha, what does the Chanish mean? It's Brera Biyad. As brought down in time of the Korah, the Chanish's own house, he used a pitcher to block the leaves. Question is why? Ma'is using a clean over here. Shlom Zalman's Mistapik doesn't mean he cannot do a good enough job. Being misanin, or maybe not nechlegetim kliber. The way that Minchasitsk and others have explained is that you have to realize certain things that a klifa burr, but let's say it's always there. For example, let's say you put a filter on your sink. Now you want to block the impurities directly coming out from your sink when you want to drink the water. But when you wash the dishes, you don't care about a kiyuza. I don't care if the small, tiny pebbles come out when you wash the dishes. But it's always doing an active separating, bad from good, whether I'm doing it for my dishes or for my drinking a cup of water. So in essence, the kli is always there. Sometimes I want it, sometimes I don't want it. So is that called a kli for burr? Numerous times it's not doing burr, it just happens to be there. So come along the Dain Weiss and once I pshat the chaznish, the rest is always there. Whether holding back, not holding back, whether I want it, don't want it, does not make a difference. It's always there. Has no chivas of a kli of burr. Not a putting it there to go use. It's part of the connection of the kli that's always there. Diva no chshiva was a bar. Get a prayer over here. Get a prayer biyad. So you have to always discuss the ones that spin. That's a good question. Maisa atzad hasheni. Those are tiny circles of unique kli. There's a chay on the point down the asset meforish. The benish chay asset. The great chay Zonnefeld. She's a Shabbos, Kavah Chaim, and afterwards, Ravot himself came along to answer it, and Yash came along to answer it, and Falk to answer it, said you cannot use this tion, this resha, the blocks, either the leaves or the ice cubes on Shabbos, to have burr b'kli. So come down the Chor, we have four and a half communities of Shlomo Zalman's Yisoid, and Bikr Lachonim are not too happy with that. He has Yisoid, that burr, that main la'altar, wants to either be makel by a perforated spoon, or with the case of a rice in a salt shaker, or the case of the tea bag, where you want to take it out, or the case of the tion. Because the Peshkim are machmur, at least the three of the four, except maybe the case of a soul shake over here. By Mezr Shem, next time we mamsha the sugya of the Altal Achazman, that means the Mechaber and Sipay, and I'm on Sifalov. That's welcome.